FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New details continue coming out about the weekend IDF raid that resulted in the freeing of four Israeli hostages, but also resulted in scores of Palestinian deaths. Still unclear whether a U.S. hostage was also killed in the raid. At the White House, here's ABC's Selena Wang.
There are still five living Americans believed to be held by Hamas. U.S. officials say they have not seen any information to verify claims that an American hostage was killed in that latest raid, but they are still looking into the allegations. Now, the White House says it is both tragic and heartbreaking that so many innocent people were killed in that military operation. They acknowledge that Palestinians are going through hell in this war.
Centrist War Cabinet member Benny Gantz resigning over the weekend in Israel. Far-right political parties rattling the European Union. The far-right dealing a humiliating defeat to French President Emmanuel Macron, who has called snap legislative elections. Hunter Biden's gun trial heads into its final stretch later today. This is ABC News. Police in Madison, Wisconsin, looking for at least one suspect after a mass shooting.
10 people injured, most by bullets, during a rooftop party at a high-rise apartment building in downtown Madison. Victims ages between 14 and 23. Nobody in critical condition.
It is truly a miracle that no one is dead.
Police Chief Sean Barnes and the responding officers.
They found some people in various stages of distress, and some were even hiding in a maintenance closet in an attempt to find safety.
The U of Wisconsin-Madison says none of its students were involved. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Apple late to artificial intelligence, now aiming to overtake a couple of big rivals like Google and Samsung. It's widely expected that Apple today will unveil AI technology for the iPhone and other products. New features likely making Siri smarter and photos, music, and texting more productive and entertaining. Apple releasing no advanced details about the developers' conference later today. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, three district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends? To work on your attention span? Or to win a prize, like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Carrie Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says it's a miracle no one's dead. At least 10 people were wounded in a mass shooting at a high-rise rooftop party near the University of Wisconsin campus overnight Saturday.
These students should have been celebrating summer vacation and not receiving medical treatment.
The victims are as young as 14 and as old as 23. None of their injuries is life-threatening. No one has been arrested as of this morning. The Wisconsin Elections Commission meets today to certify the ballots for the August primary and the November general election. Commissioners also decide ballot access questions in 10 different races across the state. Then on Wednesday, the commission will meet to talk about training election clerks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Last Thursday the 6th, the Shawamigan Veterans Center hosted a program commemorating the 80th anniversary of D-Day. We met with Walter Gursky, grandson of Walter Cagle, who was with the 234th Combat Engineer Battalion, serving as an amphibious assault engineer, for his comments on the event's attendance and what it means to be able to host these events.
So I think the turnout was excellent tonight. I mean, we had pretty much standing room. We had some people didn't really have seats, and you know, I guess that's a good problem to have. Much like our George Barr program, we, you know, really weren't expecting the full house we got, but absolutely pleasantly surprised that we did. And it's great to be able to do these kind of programs. I love being able to tell these stories about different people, not just my own family, because again, our first one was about George Barr from the Doolittle Raid. So no, I really enjoy doing these programs. It's very fulfilling, and I love being able to spread this knowledge and this history with everybody else.
Kind of keeping memories alive.
Yes. Precisely.
I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers get trounced by the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Tigers in Detroit 10-2. Milwaukee giving up 8 runs in the 5th inning. Manager Pat Murphy on pitcher Bryce Wilson's performance.
I think for inning 2, 3, 4, he was great. Had his cutter and his sinker, the first inning and the other inning, you can't walk. If you're Bryce, you can't walk people. That's not his ticket to being an effective starter. But it is what it is. You know, credit to the Tigers.
The crew opens a home series tonight against the Blue Jays. IndyCar racing in Wisconsin over the weekend at Road America. The winner in Sunday's Grand Prix, Will Power of Australia, second place to Joseph Newgarden, who won the Indy 500. Golf, Ernie Els beat Steve Stricker in sudden death at the AmFam Championship in Madison, shooting 12 under par.
What can I say? You guys run a hell of a golf tournament on a great golf course.
That's golfer Ernie Els with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And we crowned some state softball champions also late last week and over the weekend. Division 1, it was Kenosha Bradford beating Milton in the championship game. Division 2, Waupun topped Mosinee 7-3 for the title. Division 3, Prescott a winner over Laconia 3-1. In Division 4, Fall Creek topped Cuba City 7-0. In Division 5, Northwood Solon Springs from up here in the north. They competed. They lost in their initial contest. I should say that Pacelli defeated Oakfield 4-3 in the softball championship in Division 5. It was the Northwood Solon Springs baseball team that is off to state, and they will be competing tomorrow. The state baseball tournament starts today and runs through Thursday. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports. Price County Senior Dining for tomorrow, Tuesday, the 11th of June. They'll be serving up Oriental chicken, Oriental veggies, brown rice with veggies, and banana. And that's all tomorrow. Bread, butter, and milk with that, too. Get those orders in by 1:30 today. Price County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the north becoming east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 45 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, breezy, with scattered thunderstorms at a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has 2 locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hotshot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer has detailing new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is telling state citizens they can support walleye research while fishing at Escanaba Lake. The DNR Research Lake in Vilas County became open for walleye harvest beginning this past Saturday, June 8th. More details when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR reminds anglers that after 20 years of limited harvest, Escanaba Lake in the Northern Highland Fisheries Research Area of Vilas County has an open walleye season this year. It kicked off this past Saturday, June 8th. From 2003 to 2022, walleye harvest on Escanaba Lake was rare due to a trophy harvest regulation that included a 28-inch minimum length and a daily bag limit of just one fish. Those strict regulations were in place to allow the DNR to study the effects of low harvest pressure on walleye populations. Now, research objectives have changed to study the effects of increased harvest levels on a formerly unexploited walleye population. The DNR figures the study will continue through 2032. The new reg includes a 15-inch minimum, a 20 to 24-inch protected slot, and a daily bag limit of three walleyes, with one over 24 inches. So go enjoy the liberalized fishing on Escanaba Lake. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you save money like never before. Just spit it all that jewelry.
Really cool station.
98Q Country.
Like she's flipping through a magazine, finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things, gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset there.
between. Thanks for locking us in at work.
98Q Country.
Got a girl from the south side, got brazen hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower. Man or Country Classic, Sammy Kershaw. Queen of My Double Wide Trailer, one of the great country titles of all time. It's 8:31. Hope you're well on this Monday. Hope your weekend was good. Want to send a special thank you out to the Blue Line Club, the youth hockey, the Park Falls Rec Arena. We had a Big Bags tournament over the weekend, Friday night, Saturday. Saturday night raised funds for youth hockey and the Blue Line Club there, and also raised funds for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. So thank you to everyone involved with the Blue Line Club for letting us host that event there. We had about 50, 60 players plus spectators in from all around northern Wisconsin, from Superior down to Madison that were in for the tournament, over to Green Bay also. And we had some pro players that you may have seen on TV and on live stream. So it was a fun weekend, and we raised money for a good cause. So thanks for the Blue Line Club for letting us host that event. A couple things before we get to the local birthdays. If you got a local birthday or anniversary, or you missed them from the weekend, I'd be happy to announce it, give you a shot to win that Super One cake on Friday. 715-762-3221. Give us a call here quick. Also, a couple of notes here. I have some Brewer tickets. I'm not going to give them away right now, but I'll make them available after 9 o'clock here this morning. Time for you to think about it. The Brewers and the Reds, Saturday. We have a couple pairs of tickets for Saturday's game. So if that might work for you, listen up after 9 o'clock here this morning, and we'll give you a chance to call in and claim a couple of tickets for Saturday's 3:10 game, Reds at the Brewers. Nice, just very nice seats in section 220, what is it, 223, I believe it is. Kind of an infield loge seat. So stay tuned. We'll give you a chance to win those after 9. Also, I have some tickets. I have four pairs of tickets. Is that four? One, two, three, four pairs of tickets for the huge car show they hold over in St. Paul at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Now, it's Friday and Saturday, June 21st, 22nd, and also Sunday the 23rd. We've got some one-day passes. I think it normally costs you like, I don't know, $15 or so to get in there. And it is a huge show. If you love classic cars, and even if, I think they have a swap meet, and the whole race is crazy. It's crazy. So we'll get you in. We've got some pairs of tickets. You can claim those right now if you want. One pair per person, please, to let everybody have a chance. So if that fits in your schedule, the weekend of June 21, 22, 23, we'll get you in for a day. And you will have a full day, I guarantee you. Great food, cars. Nancy Johnson, our former front office manager, had been there a few times, and she just said it's just amazing. The fairgrounds is huge anyway, and they use a lot of it. So if you can use those, for not this weekend but the next, give a call, 715-762-3221. We will get to our birthdays and anniversaries after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New details continue coming out about the weekend IDF raid that resulted in the freeing of four Israeli hostages, but also resulted in scores of Palestinian deaths. Still unclear whether a U.S. hostage was also killed in the raid. At the White House, here's ABC's Selena Wang.
There are still five living Americans believed to be held by Hamas. U.S. officials say they have not seen any information to verify claims that an American hostage was killed in that latest raid, but they are still looking into the allegations. Now, the White House says it is both tragic and heartbreaking that so many innocent people were killed in that military operation. They acknowledge that Palestinians are going through hell in this war.
Centrist War Cabinet member Benny Gantz resigning over the weekend in Israel. Far-right political parties rattling the European Union. The far-right dealing a humiliating defeat to French President Emmanuel Macron, who has called snap legislative elections. Hunter Biden's gun trial heads into its final stretch later today. This is ABC News.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he'll ask for the biggest budget increase ever for the Universities of Wisconsin system in his next budget, $800 million. Seven campuses are facing budget shortfalls, and UW-Oshkosh has depleted its reserves. Democrats are urged to remember how much power Wisconsin voters have this election year. Democratic National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison addressed the state party convention in Milwaukee Saturday.
Wisconsin is crucial in terms of where American democracy goes. The eyes of not only this country, but the eyes of the world will be on what you do right here in Wisconsin.
It's not just the race for president. Wisconsin voters could also determine the balance of power in the U.S. House and Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Monday, May 20th, Northwoods players had a meeting. We spoke with President Joe Perkins and Vice President Brenda Willers about their thoughts and future plans.
We have Pride and Prejudice coming up. It's going to be our next production. Our last production, which was Sound of Music, was a huge success. We don't know about our... Then we do the December Madrigal, and then after that would be the next spring musical, and we still don't know who's going to do that yet. We wait for lightning to strike somebody to decide on that. Pretty much by August, hopefully it'll be decided.
I believe, like I said earlier, I thought it was since 2012, and it's been a very good learning experience for me. I've met a lot of really, really super good people. Price County is...
There's so much talent in this area, it is being funny.
I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Baseball tonight as the crew hosts the Toronto Blue Jays. Milwaukee coming off a 10-2 loss yesterday to the Tigers, but they won the weekend series in Detroit 2-1. Pat Murphy on struggling against the Tigers' lefty, Tarek Skubal.
Credit to them. They played great defense today, and they got timely hits, and, you know, that kid on the mound is really good.
In golf, Ernie Els shot a 12-under to win the AmFam Championship in Madison. Racing, IndyCar driver Will Powell gets his first win in 2 years at the Grand Prix at Road America, Elkhart Lake. NFL, Packers beginning mandatory minicamp in Green Bay. Are they close to getting Jordan Love a new contract?
Yeah, we're in those conversations right now, and we'd like to get this done, before training camp for sure. We're looking forward to getting that done, but it never goes fast.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And the field is set for the girls' state soccer tournament that'll take place this weekend in Milwaukee in Division One. We'll talk about the field. Oh, I guess I do kind of have the field here. Here we go. Wanakee versus Kimberly. Muskego versus Brookfield East. That's in Division One. In Division Two girls' soccer this weekend, it'll be Oregon, River Falls, Cedarburg, Whitefish Bay, Division III. You've got Plymouth, Rice Lake, McFarland, and Catholic Memorial. And in Division IV, girls soccer, Cedar Grove, Belgium will take on Regis, McDonald Central Catholic, and Kiel will challenge the Prayer School. Girls State Soccer Tournament kicks off Friday in Milwaukee.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Well, happy birthday anniversary of the 10th of June is a big one for you. I want to wish happy anniversary to my brother and sister-in-law who are celebrating more years of marriage than I've been married. I'm not sure what they're up to now. It's been a few. So happy birthday to my brother Drew and his wife Julie. Sasha Obama, the youngest of the Barack and Michelle Obama family of the two daughters. She is 23 today for Sasha Obama, but she goes by Sasha, her middle name. Kate Upton, the model, has been the cover star of Sports Illustrated swimming suit four different times. Kate Upton is 32 today. Tara Lipinski, figure skater, is 42. Lili Sobieski, she earned Golden Globe nominations for her lead performance in the TV movie Joan of Arc and Uprising. She's had many other films, too. 42 for Lili Sobieski. Who else here? Kenneth Mobley. Lee Bryce. His real name is Kenneth Mobley. Lee Bryce. He got his star on, wasn't it one of the singing shows he got his big break on? There's a lot of them now. He's 45. His song Love Like Crazy. Huge hit for him. Who else here? Shane West, the actor from A Walk to Remember, Get Over It, 46 today for Shane. Elizabeth Hurley, the English actress, starred in Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, and others, 59 today. Jean Triplehorn, the actress, Basic Instinct, The Firm, Waterworld, 61 today. Elliot Spitzer, New York's one-time attorney general, served just 14 months as governor of the state. He was forced to resign in March of 2008 after his involvement with a prostitute came to light. 65 for Elliot Spitzer today. John Edwards, the former North Carolina senator, made an unsuccessful run for vice president with John Kerry in the 2004 election. And for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2008. And he was brought down in a scandal where it was revealed that he had fathered a child with his mistress while his wife was dying of cancer. 71 for John Edwards today. Why does every political birthday seem to end with a scandal line? Ken Singleton, the hard-hitting outfielder with the Mets and Expos and Orioles. 77 for Ken Singleton today. Judy Garland, Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, will always be. She did a lot of other things, a very talented woman. But when it's Julie Garden, it is the Wizard of Oz. Her real name is Frances Ethel Gumm, G-U-M-M. But Judy Garland's her star name. Born on this day, 1922, passed in 1969. Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. Another great title to have on your business card, wouldn't it? Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, how are you? He was born in Greece and was married to his third cousin, Queen Elizabeth II, from 1947 until his death in 2021. So Prince Philip, born on this day, 1921. And Hattie McDaniel, her Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Gone with the Wind, was the first Academy Award won by an African-American. Hattie McDaniel, born on this day, 1895, passed in 1952.
The Lynn Stunkle, a complete rain gutters, ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
At Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 segment relocation project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the north becoming east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, with scattered thunderstorms at a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
You're on the phone. And on the job.
We listen every day in the office.
We're on.
And love the music.
98Q Country.
Did you cruise down a back road with your Dixieland line? Are you
every time you
there with Religiously. Get into Bader Sports Center if you're up for the week at the cabin. Maybe you're taking a little time off from work, wherever you call home, and you're hanging around. I encourage you to zip on in. Sure, head on into Bader Sports Center right next to Pick and Save and Phillips. They've got all kinds. They got stuff from the basic walk through the woods person to the hardcore hunter, whatever it may be. Going in there and check out the handguns, long guns, crossbows, and much, much more. And camping supplies, 10% off, Craig told us last week, too, at Bader Sports Center. They're located right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Couple of notes here this morning. We've got a road closure on Wednesday. They're going to be doing some work Wednesday. The exact time and date will be updated, but right now they're looking at Wednesday, June 12th. And they're doing some work on W, so if that takes you to work, just be aware of that. You might want to go around that. Also, tomorrow, the Park Falls Public Library, listen to this here. They do so many cool things at our Park Falls Public Library. Supported by area businesses, the Price County AODA, and Mental Health Coalition are the ones sponsoring this event. It's Traveling Lantern Theater Company, and they present The Quest for the Cockapoo. Crikey! I think that's Australian, isn't it? Join the Caterpillar Hunters on an exciting adventure as they travel around the world to rescue a rare endangered parrot known as the Cockapoo. K-A-K-A-P-O-O if you're spelling along with me at home. Now, you'll expect to learn about preserving habitat and all of the species that they call home. So this fabulous program is fully sponsored again by the Price County AODA and the Mental Health Coalition. Tomorrow, 10:30, it's free. It's at the Park Falls Public Library. Very cool. Very cool. There's something else. Oh, we'll mention that a little bit later. Our keyword coming up, another keyword after 9 o'clock. You guys are up and at them and ready to go here and win some stuff here today. Dell's tickets, Brewers tickets, stays all across the state of Wisconsin, all a part of it. We've already had winners. We're doing this on all of our civic media stations all across the state, and we've already had several winners with this right here in the Park Falls area. In fact, I'll tell you, I'm going to brag a little bit right now. Out of all of our music stations in civic media around the state, and they're down in Baraboo, they're down in Milwaukee, they're over in Green Bay, of all the music stations in our civic media group, we have had more entries right here on 98Q than any other station. So good fun, good response, and we're going to get a lot of winners. So stay tuned. Another keyword coming up. If you're hearing about this for the first time, we're giving away Dell's tickets, Brewers tickets, stays all across the state. Just go into your app store on your Android or iPhone. Look for that Civic Media app. It's free. And when you do that, you're going to have access to 98Q and our sister station, 103.1 FM, right on your phone. So you'll see 98Q. You tap there, you text the keyword, which we'll give you again coming up just after 9 o'clock.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Save big money on everything for your next project today at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application.